It's our pleasure to welcome to the show Dr. Charles Popkin, team physician for USA Hockey and Greater Tech Incorporated. That's with the number 8, G8R Tech. Greater Tech Incorporated is a specialized protective equipment company, and they have announced the launch of its initial product for hockey players. It's called Gator Skin Ice, and Gator Skin is something that is engineered to significantly decrease the risk of injury to hockey players with regards to concussions and lacerations. Dr. Popkin, thanks for joining us today. Can you tell us a little bit more about Gator Skin Ice?
Sure. Exciting product. I think in light of some of the recent neck laceration protection discussion, the advantage of this product over some others on the market is it's a balaclava. So it covers essentially all of the neck. There's a lot of the current neck guards that really leave what we refer to as zone 2 kind of wide open, and that's the area right below the jaw or the mandible to like the cricoid, which is a pretty vulnerable area, and this piece of equipment covers all that.
Yeah, we recently had that horrific case in England with a player, former NHL player, I guess getting his jugular sliced. And the one thing that any athlete is going to do is if it feels awkward, they're going to take the risk. I remember when Brandon McCarthy of the A's got hit in the head with a comebacker, they gave him a hat with all this like plastic plating in it, and he goes, "I'll wear it." And 2 seconds later, he goes, "I'm not wearing it. It feels stupid." So how do you make sure that the players buy into it?
Well, I would take that probably even to the extreme for a hockey player. They tend to be pretty minimalistic when it comes to a lot of the protective equipment. I think it probably needs to be more of a grassroots effort where considering mandating that, like USA Hockey, it's up for vote here at Board of Directors at the next winter meeting. I think if you normalize it where everyone wears it, you know, from youth on up, it'll just be easier to do. You know, you look around and everyone else is wearing it. It's a little less of a stigma of being seen as different or weak.
That's the thing, too. And I remember when the helmet rule came in and guys like Doug Wilson of the Sharks out here, he was grandfathered in. And then, of course, visors were something that you rarely saw. Now it seems like everybody else has a visor. What has that done to cut down on things? Because I played college lacrosse, and they sort of seem like lacrosse helmets. It's just a very kind of thin plastic. It's not like a football helmet with huge padding in it, or correct me if I'm wrong.
No, you're not. And then I think even adding to, you know, some of the helmet issue is most hockey players tend to wear their helmets so loose it can just come off with not much effort. No, there's... Hockey's been a bit minimalistic. I mean, it's kind of crazy, the thing you mentioned, Doug Wilson, right? I mean, like, McTavish wasn't wearing a helmet up until, what was that, the 96-97 season, and it wasn't even that long ago that goalies weren't even wearing masks, and now that kind of seems crazy. But, you know, Andy Brown was the last guy to don a mask, and I think that was like 1973, so it's not that long ago. So, yeah, I think hockey sometimes is a little bit slow on the safety side, but that's not to say that some of the safety initiatives in ice hockey have not been successful. Look at the checking from behind. Like in the 1980s, it was almost like epidemic levels of cervical spine injury. I mean, that's like a pretty serious one where someone can be paralyzed and really lose function. And, you know, because of that, there was the safety initiative to really minimize the checking from behind, making it a major penalty. And then there were a lot of the initiatives, like through USA Hockey with the Heads Up, Don't Duck, to just try to create awareness. So, you know, I think intrinsically, hockey has a lot of hazards that cannot be, you know, avoided. But for something like this, where, you know, asking to wear a piece of equipment that's not super restrictive seems like a very reasonable ask. And I think we just need buy-in, and it likely is going to be the reverse, where I think it's got to start at the youth age and then work its way up, because, you know, once you start wearing it as a kid, you wear it all the way through, I think there'll be less resistance.
And with the Gator Skin Ice with Kevlar, and I always find it fascinating when they're looking at bulletproof vests, and it was always like, well, you need a big piece of steel, and it's like, no, you need a big piece of ceramic. And then actually somebody said, if you actually take some like thread and tie it together really tight, it's actually harder for the bullet to go through that. So how has the Kevlar sort of worked its way into this thing?
I think one of the, you know, big initiatives that started at USA Hockey too is to increase, you know, use of Kevlar. Like the big uses tend to be down, you know, the Kevlar socks to prevent the Achilles, and a lot of the more catastrophic injuries of late, you know, have been forearm and arm lacerations, which can be a big deal. So I think we're likely headed the way of wearing some type of almost like modern day chainmail, where you've got Kevlar kind of from the neck as a shirt, and then with some type of pants as well to prevent. I mean, listen, hockey, you put on skates that are essentially razor blades, and I think wearing some protection against lacerations is a pretty reasonable thing to do.
I think also people have to understand what tough is and hockey tough. Like, you know, I played football and lacrosse in college, but hockey tough is another level. And I remember when I was working a Sharks game, Jonathan Chichu and Joe Thornton in the same game got their two front teeth knocked out. And they went back, they got a gauze on it, and they came back and played. You can take the toughest guy in the NFL, name a name. If he gets his two front teeth knocked out, he's on the sideline crying. You know, so it's a different type of tough, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, hockey players are certainly warriors. That is definitely the culture they want to get back out there. It's kind of probably one of the challenges of being a team physician in that sport. But yeah, on the positive side, they want to be out there. They've got a passion for the game, and I would still go down on record as saying that I think it's the greatest game on earth.
Speaking of Jumbo Joe, that we found out a couple of years ago that he had been playing like months without an ACL. When I was a kid, Ken Stabler, Dr. Anderson, invented this thing. They called it the Stablerizer, which was just wearing a thing that went on your lower, below the knee and above the knee with bars on the sides. And then a couple years later, every offensive lineman wears something like that. Do they have something? Do you guys use something like that in hockey?
Well, I would say a couple things. Hockey, of all the major sports, is reasonably amenable to trying to play through a season without an ACL. I mean, I wouldn't advocate that at the youth level or anything, but if you're a professional player, skating is actually, you know, that's doable. Not to say that we recommend that all the time. A lot of those preventative knee braces that you're talking about have good efficacy and have been shown to really work, like in football linemen, which is why they wear them, because that's more protective usually for the medial collateral ligament. The problem with braces when you're trying to do that for an ACL is the ACL is a ligament. Does a lot of different things for the knee that's really hard to control and substitute with a brace. So we can certainly try, and I would also just say ice hockey is a little more amenable to trying to play without an ACL as opposed to, say, like football, soccer, or basketball, where like any cutting or pivoting motion, your knee is at high risk to give out. Skating offers some intrinsic protection versus those sports.
Real quick, you're with USA Hockey. How excited should we be out here in San Jose, or as you say in Canada, San Jose, with the 18-year-old Will Smith?
Yeah, I think you guys have a lot of good talent coming down the pipeline. I got to work with your coach last year at Men's World and the staff there, and I think you got a great coaching staff. Got a lot of good guys coming down the pipeline. I think it's a good time to be a Sharks fan.
Maybe not this second, but yes, coming coming soon. Gator Tech Incorporated, G8R Tech Incorporated, has introduced Gator Skin Ice, G8R Skin Ice. And we have been speaking with the team physician of USA Hockey, Dr. Charles Popkin. Dr. Popkin, thanks for your time, man. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Have a great day.